time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for rain with a high of 52. Tonight, 90% chance for rain with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith reminds taxpayers that the first installment of Edwards County real estate taxes is due today. As of yesterday, 57% of the total tax extension had been collected, and the first disbursement of collections will be sent to taxing districts in the coming days. Payment may be made in person in Smith's office in the Edwards County Courthouse, by mail, or in the drop box located on the courthouse's northeast side. People may also pay online at govtechtaxpro.com. though a 2.5% fee will be added for the credit card company. Any payment sent by mail must be postmarked by today by the U.S. Postal Service in order to avoid a late fee. Per state statute, a 1.5% late fee will be added to the amount due if the first installment is not made by the end of the day. In addition, the mobile home tax due date was July 31st. The late fee for that tax is $25 for each month delinquent. The current late fee is $75, and it will increase to $100 on Friday. Anyone seeking additional information can call Smith's office at 445-3581. More news next.
Do you have an ache, a lump, or a bump? Physician referrals are not required for any surgical consultation at General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Molt's office in Fairfield. Schedule an appointment to talk to Dr. Molt about laparoscopic abdominal surgical procedures, such as hiatal hernia repair, anti-reflux surgery, or an appendectomy. Medicare, Medicaid, most insurance plans and charge cards are accepted at General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Molt's office in Fairfield.
In other news, 56-year-old Olney resident Sheila J. Riker was arrested by Wayne County Sheriff's Office personnel yesterday afternoon. She was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for possession of methamphetamine. Riker was booked in the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $1,520 bond. The West Salem Development Association will host its annual Christmas auction this Friday at the Community Building on the West Salem Square. The auction will begin at 6 p.m., and merchandise will be provided by Thomas Factory Outlet. Supper and concessions will be available as well, and the kitchen will open at 5:30. All proceeds from the event will help fund community projects and renovations at the center. New Illinois Incorporated will hold an informational meeting at the White County Fairgrounds Floral Hall on November 16th from 1 to 3 p.m. Speakers will include State Representative Darren Bailey, a co-sponsor of a resolution to split Illinois into two states, New Illinois co-founder and chairman G.H. Merritt, president of New California Paul Preston, and Paul Durr and Josh West, two county committee chairmen for New Illinois. Merritt says the group is pursuing a peaceful and constitutional separation from Chicago and much of Cook County. Merritt says the United States Constitution provides a right to pursue a new state, and Article 4, Section 3 provides the mechanism. There is no cost to attend the meeting, and seating is on a first-come, first-serve basis. Reservations are not required, though people can RSVP to help the group plan for needed space. RSVPs may be sent on the New Illinois Facebook page, by email to newillinoisstate@gmail.com, or by phone at 847-895-9293. Grayville officials reportedly heard from two companies at their recent city council meeting regarding water tower maintenance. The companies discussed the problems the tower is facing and general strategies for rectifying them, but no action on the matter was taken. After executive session, The council said Greg O'Neill will be moving from the gas department to the street department. A replacement for him in the gas department will be hired at a later date. This is the second major personnel move for the city this month, as it was announced that David Burrows will be the city's new police chief at the month's first meeting. He is expected to take office on November 12th. Commissioners also decided to set the tax levy at a 2% increase, and they also approved an increase in the fine for stealing utilities, which will go from $100 to $250. This week's forecast calls for a chance of freezing temperatures beginning tomorrow night. For most of the month, farmers have feared a hard freeze for their crop. But Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says, at this point in the season, a freeze may not have a significant impact on yields.
I think most of the crop is far enough along that a freeze won't have too much of a detrimental impact. If anything, this cold, high moisture weather does slow harvest down a little bit, especially in soybean fields. But overall, I think the crop is made, what we have out there, and I don't foresee the frost really having much of a yield impact at this point.
Anderson said up until this past weekend, the area had seen good weather for harvest. However, he still expects the season to be protracted.
Harvest is certainly extended this year because planting season was extended. We had a lot of fields in the area that didn't get planted until June and July, and therefore harvest is going to be delayed on a lot of those fields. However, farmers have had a great chance to get started this fall. The weather has been ideal for harvest, and most farmers that I've spoken with have made a pretty big dent in getting across their fields this fall. However, there's still a lot of fields out there that just aren't quite ready to be harvested yet, and the harvest season is certainly going to be extended well into November.
From September 1st to October 25th, we recorded less than 5 inches of rainfall here at the WFIW WOKZ studios. Since Saturday, we have recorded over 2.5 inches. The Wayne County Fair Board will hold its annual Christmas Craft and Vendor Fair this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wayne County Fairgrounds Floral Hall. Boy Scout Troop 173 will serve breakfast and lunch, and over 20 vendors have already signed up for the event, with products including Tupperware, wooden signs, jewelry, and several other items. Event organizers say the fair will be a good location for customers to pick up holiday gifts and for various vendors to show off their talents. Anyone interested in joining the vendor list should contact Martha Hooper at 516-2189 or Stephanie Cottle at 812-455-5463. Frontier Community College will host a program showcase on November 14th for interested community individuals and area high school students. The event will be held in FCC's Workforce Development Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will explore transfer degrees and career and technical education programs, and anyone interested in attending should RSVP with FCC or their high school guidance counselor by Tuesday. The program showcase will allow students to learn firsthand about the available program and degree offerings at FCC. Based on their indicated educational and career interests, each student will attend breakout sessions across campus in order to meet program instructors, view the classrooms or program learning environments, and ask questions. All students will attend a financial aid session and a student panel. Participants can indicate their interest by contacting their guidance counselor or FCC. Breakfast and lunch will be provided, and each student will receive a free T-shirt and other giveaways. Anyone seeking more information about the showcase or who would like to RSVP should call Carrie Halbert, Coordinator of Recruitment and Retention, at 842-3711. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will offer a full day of complimentary meals for any interested veteran on November 11th. FMH says it appreciates all veterans who have fought for the country's freedom, and the meals are its way of honoring their service. This is the hospital's fourth year to host the event. Breakfast on Veterans Day will run from 6 to 8:30, and it will consist of bacon, sausage, scrambled eggs, and biscuits and gravy. Lunch will be served from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Its menu includes chicken and dumplings, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, corn, hot rolls, cupcakes, and brownies. A dinner of meatloaf, lasagna, cheesy potatoes, Sicilian veggie blend, Bosco sticks, cupcakes, and brownies will be served from 4 to 7:30. Farmers were able to make decent harvest progress last week, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
96% of soybeans are dropping leaves and 69% of acres have been harvested, says crop statistician Mark Scheusener. The condition of the soybean crop improved to 49% in good to excellent condition. He says 93% of corn is now mature.
54% of acres have been harvested compared to 88 last year and 80 normally. The condition of the Illinois corn crop was rated as 13% very poor to poor, 32% fair, and 55% good to excellent, also better than 1 week ago.
75% of winter wheat has been planted and 47% has emerged. Average statewide topsoil moisture increased to 2% very short, 8% short, 71% adequate, and 19% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois teachers are encouraged to apply for grant funding through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. DNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert indicates they are targeting educators for their Illinois Schoolyard Habitat Grant to help establish pollinator habitat.
So those are that's for our teachers out there. So if you're looking for something fun to do with your students, contact the Division of Education at the DNR. Basically, it's a grant that gives you the money and the resources to plant your own habitat, your own pollinator habitat. So not only is it a great learning experience for the kids, but it helps us protect those pollinators. We're talking monarch, butterflies, birds, bees, all of those insects that are so vital to our survival.
The grant reportedly has plenty of money available, and Torbert says more grant money is available for other projects as well.
We have plenty of grants available, plenty of, you know, our Division of Education has lots of grants available outside of this, and Valerie Keener is always keen to say she's happy to give away the money. So make sure you give us a call. You can get on our website and find all those grants that are available.
People may visit dnr.illinois.gov/education to find more information on various grant opportunities. Kentucky has launched a marketing campaign to coax Illinois companies to move across the border with promises of lower taxes and better weather. According to the Chicago Tribune, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin and the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development designed billboards which attack Illinois' taxes and regulations. Kentucky officials said some Illinois companies are interested in moving because of the state's right-to-work law, which prohibits requiring workers to join unions. It also bars private sector employees who don't join from collecting fees. Illinois companies pay a 7% corporate income tax rate and a personal property replacement tax rate of 1.5 to 2.5%. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration says he has repealed several taxes and knows how important it is to create a thriving business environment. It also noted that Chicago leads the nation in corporate relocation, and the state's unemployment rate is its lowest in history. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hey parents, ever find yourself digging for money to send with your kids but figure out you're out of cash? We're introducing the F&B Easy Card. It's a debit card that can help teach the responsibility of managing money and be easily managed with your own banking errands. The best part? You can set custom daily limits like $10 a day and use online and mobile banking to transfer between this account and any other F&B checking account you own. Interested in learning more? Give us a call for details at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 47. We have received 0.08 of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Injured Diesel. Edward Jones, financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,098, up 27. The NASDAQ is at 8,266, down 10. December crude oil is at $54.70. That is down 84 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 55-year-old Albion resident Martin Wayne Greatline died on Sunday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a co-owner of Magnolinia Corporation. Martin Greatline is survived by his mother, Wilma of Albion, wife Angela, children Remington, Elena, Landon, and Audrey, sister Melanie of Terre Haute, Indiana, and many other family members. Visitation for Martin Greatline will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Services will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at the funeral home. Burial will be in the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his children's continuing education, and envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Ellen O. Hutchison died at 11:25 a.m. on Tuesday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was retired from Airtex. Ellen Hutchison is survived by sons Tom Hutchison Jr. of Fairfield and Tony Hutchison of Albion, daughter Shay Stroud of Millstadt, three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and brother Buell Melton of Ohio. Funeral services for Ellen Hutchison will be held at noon on Friday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 93-year-old Albion resident Max Dean Balding died Thursday morning at his home. He was a member of the First Christian Church of Albion. Max Balding is survived by his brother, Daryl Balding, of Jacksonville, Florida, sister Linda Hewitt of Springfield, sisters-in-law Nelda Balding and Earlene Brown, and numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. Visitation for Max Balding will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Friday at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Masonic services will begin at 7:30. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. Burial will follow at Graceland Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church of Albion or the Edwards County Senior Citizens. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, a 70% chance for rain and a high of 52. A 90% chance for rain tonight with a low of 35 and a 40% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 40. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunny on Friday, a high of 50 and low of 30. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high 48 with a low of 25. Then mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 50 with a low of 32.